A woman alone in the woods sees her own reflection. I was very struck by this one. Tell me more about this one that we're talking about.
I was looking a lot at, what am I thinking of? It just left my brain entirely. I was looking at Orthodox mosaics. Mm-hmm. The way that bodies are shaped at that time period are really, like, weird. And, like, not blob-like, but, like, really, like, flowy.
Right.
Lots of robes happen in the Ottoman Empire. And so I love the idea of that shape. And then I was thinking about, what I could do with it. And I put trees in around her, and there were cherries in it, so I left cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Washington cherries are listed. And they're so expensive at every price, and that's bullshit. It's like $12 a pound or something, you know, fuck you, Washington.
Oh my God.
You need more money in Seattle? What's wrong with you people? Anyway, that's a tangent. And then I did like $7 a pound, which is still outrageous, but anyway. So I wanted to put cherries in there. But then I started tying the idea. This goes back to me. I was telling you when I was a kid, I would go in the woods alone and just sit on like a naturally fallen tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes will land halfway on the, stump still, and then in the ground, so you have a natural bench.
Right.
And you would just sit there and like eat or like lay down and look at things. It's very dangerous in retrospect. You don't want to do that. Snakes climb a lot to eat birds. And so being on a tree for hours at a time in a forest is not advisable, actually, come to find out. But I would do it anyway. And so I never really had epiphanies when I did this until, more recently I thought about actual things. As a kid, I don't know what I was thinking about, Actually, probably I was masturbating or something when I was, 12.
Right.
Or, bird watching. Or, whatever you do.
Right.
But so my idea then was that, what I do now in the woods is go and, gather things and then think about, my myriad problems. There are so many. So varied, so twisted and disturbing. And then I thought it would be really nice to portray this figure doing that, sort of seeing her own self. And in that painting, it's two-sided. You have the forest, and then this is like a sort of wide area. And a really clean, abstract figure, which I thought was really nice to imagine as what she's seeing herself as.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sort of sloughing off of excitation or whatever. Which in my mind makes you look like a cubist painting.
Right.
So she was cubist in that vision. And so the whole thing sort of became this, contemplation of, seeing a truer version of yourself on a, tree in the woods in the middle of summer.
Right.
And so that's what that was. I also, the way that her body is turned, I wanted it to look like the creation of Adam.
Mm.
That's the way that God is, positioned. I also wanted to reference that Rousseau painting. I can't think of the name of it now. But it's the lady in a forest looking, her head, her body's this way. Her head is irrationally turned. It doesn't look natural.
Right.
I wanted to really capture that too. But in that painting, she's also looking at a tiger or something. There are hidden animals in that Rousseau painting. And I wanted, I thought there was always a reference to her being the tiger or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably in retrospect about him just wanting to paint a naked woman, which I understand too. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a metaphor, but in my mind it was. And so I wanted to have that projection of herself be the sort of, not fear, but almost sort of mystic, foreign creature. It's, a limb to look through.
Right.
Anyway, that's that. That was that painting.
Awesome.